seat. Morning, Andrew.
This weekend?
I enjoyed it. I didn't dispatch deer or anything. I didn't see anything, but I had a good time down there. And, wow, I just saw a massive buck sitting in a field out here. He was laying down. When I come around, though, he jumped up. There's plenty of deer out in there. I just didn't see any. I'm going to, I get a chance, I hunt it again.
Black this weekend. I decided I'd rather sleep in and go to work. But it was warm, so I wasn't sure how much they'd be moving.
You, sit out there. They say about 14 hours worth of sitting per deer. I've experienced just a little bit longer than that. Saturday, I stayed out till about 12:30. Went and got me some lunch. Got back in the woods about 2:30. Got back out about 4:30. I kind of wish I would have stayed till dark, but I had church the next morning, and I wasn't going to have time to dress that deer out.
And that, we came out of the woods last week before it got too dark. My buddy wasn't keen on staying in the woods at dark. I don't know why, but that's usually when they're moving a good bit. So, yeah, if you can stay that late, that's a good thing. But either way, if you're not in the woods, you can't see them. And if you are, you got a good chance of it.
You can't get them if you're not there. That last big one I killed, it was another 15 seconds and I wouldn't have been able to see it. I mean, that thing just stepped right out in front of me at the last most possible second. I don't mind hunting till dark. I don't have a problem coming out of the woods in the dark. It's like you say, that last little bit, you know, you got a good chance of seeing one then.
Stay till then if I can. As long as I didn't forget my flashlight. Otherwise, you gotta get up and get moving before it gets too dark.
Get a flashlight. I normally have one in my pocket.
Pull off a little bit. That way they'll be moving a little more. But I know I won't be in the woods this weekend due to Halloween.
Chance to go this weekend either. This is a pretty busy week. Maybe next Tuesday.
Yeah, I gotta head down to the beach and get my camper winterized before it gets too cold. So that goes ahead and cancels this weekend, but I'm gonna sneak in next time I get a chance. New antenna yet?
That Lloyd is. He talked to, good grief, he talked all over with about 5 watts. So there's no doubt that thing's gonna work. I don't really have a spot. You know, I live in the woods, and I live on a ridge, and I mean, I'm on the top of that ridge, and I don't have really a lot of place to put that thing without it being in the way. I got it mostly for portable operations and emergency situations. If I was out of state, I do a good bit of traveling occasionally, and I like to be able to get in touch with my people when I can, if something major happens. But Tim went out at the state, I'd probably put mine up temporarily somewhere. I'm threatening that thing will hang from a tree, or you can put it on a pole, which that's the way it's set up. So I don't know. Tim's been on me about setting it up. I'm going to have to sooner or later.
Options, and I don't know about running a dipole with the loaded coils on it or not. 40's got so much QRM for me right now, I'm going to have to find something else. And, you know, there's some, you got like the South Carolina single sideband net that goes on in the evening. So my little vertical, it barely gets in on it.
915.
39 something, if I remember off the top of my head.
A couple times off my Wyndham. And, you know, I've got a DX and antenna up. I just don't have a near vertical.
A whole lot. Really nothing for 80. And since 40's been so bad, I'm looking for my other options. Either we're going to throw up maybe a 30-meter dipole. That's not too big. Or figure out how to get a shorter 80.
Carolina Windham. That thing does a tremendous job. You know, I've talked to Jamaica and all over with that thing.
Because the website I went on, almost like they stopped making them or something.
I don't know. You know, I bought mine within the last 5 years. I don't know why they'd stop making them. It's a pretty decent radio. Tim's got one. I mean, it's antenna. Tim's got one, and he does good on his.
Pretty neat idea for an antenna. I couldn't find. I mean, I was just a little timid about ordering from that website because it almost looked like they were out of business, but the website was still up, which is weird.
KM4NAT.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Good morning, fellas.
KK4NAT.
Or CES.
Jump in there at the same time.
Trying to finish up. Three more customers and I'm done.
Yeah, I'm just trying to recuperate from the weekend. Got for 5.5 hours to vote.
I'm not even sure where I'm supposed to vote yet. They changed that around so much. I gotta find out.
Eligible this year to vote early in no particular place. You can just go, and when they ask you why you're early voting, just tell them number 18. That's a state of emergency.
That of being abused.
Time was at least 600 yards long.
600 yards long?
Yep, roger that one. University Ridge up there.
But, man, 600 yards, no matter what, sounds like a lot.
Half hour, you can come out of the main entrance, it turned, I guess, to the right, went all the way down past the tax assessor's office, then the line went in the road, came all the way back to the main entrance, then continued to the other end of the building, down to the memorial, then turned around and went back down to the main entrance, and then came back to the memorial again, and then it weaved its way through the parking lot out to the road. 10:15 in the morning.
Hi, gentlemen. I am here at work. Y'all have a good morning. 7-3s to you. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
To catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
7-3s, Andrew. KK4NXC. Well, dang, it's gonna be a good day. You getting off this early, ain't it?
It was a shock when I looked up and saw the truck was there on time. He'll be late tomorrow.
Be right 2 days in a row.
Boy, seems like every time we have an early Monday, he has a late Tuesday. I got in that QSO party. I made 56 contacts, all of them DX but one.
Oh, that's awesome. So how many new countries you pick up?
See, I didn't pick up no new ones. Last new one I picked up was one I told you about, India.
Well, you didn't get the jump on me.
KM4NAP Friday. I got on 10 meters. It was open, and I think I talked to every radio operator in Argentina.
Anybody down in Argentina yet? Yeah, I didn't get on Sunday because the weather was bad. And then Saturday I stood in that line.
Mike, you would have enjoyed that.
Out in the woods hunting all day Saturday, and then I had a wedding to go to right after church, so I never had any downtime for radio this weekend.
You're just going to have to sit down and make a day. And us three get together on the QSO party and see who can outdo who.
When?
That Ken kicked my butt one day, and I mean, he kicked it bad. Y'all go ahead. I'm going to order me some boat.
Deer? Negative. I didn't see any deer. I saw 152 and a half squirrels, though. Hey, bow. Well, hey, no doubt in my mind, that thing's dead on the money. Now I hunt deer. My grandson killed a squirrel when I got through deer hunting Saturday. But, I don't get into that. I just, if I'm deer hunting, I'm deer hunting. I'm not going back to house with one squirrel. They got a dog to feed a squirrel to. I'm not feeding my dog raw meat.
You just have to accumulate them and one by one until you get a mess to put them in a stew.
Talking about it for a long time, I'm getting my wife to do some squirrel dumplings. She's done it before. Done a real good job. That was good.
Close to the end of the week, that remnants of that hurricane going to be coming up this way.
Not too good.
Now I got me a bow.
Better bow.
Don't make them no more. I got sausage, egg, and cheese with mayonnaise and tomato.
Oh, you know, I need to... Good grief. I go right by Bojangles. You done got me... You done messed me up this morning.
Part you deserve it.
Soon as I stop and get a bow, biscuit, somebody's gonna buy biscuits. I've been pork chop and gravy biscuits from Hardee's this morning. I'll end up eating two biscuits.
Miss?
Yeah, I'll be gaining some weight. I just got down to 196. I'm trying to get to 190. 192, somewhere in that area. I guess I just have to walk twice as long.
Heck, all you gotta do is go check your mailbox once a day, and that should do it.
Yeah, let's not overdo it.
That's a good for you, Mike. He'll put pep in your step and pride in your stride.
I taught me, and I'm gonna stop and get me a bow biscuit. It might put me a few minutes behind, but... You know, sometimes in life you gotta slow down, smell the biscuits.
Right, I like that philosophy. Mama to make some biscuits, I've got me some hoop cheese to put in there. I might just make my own cheddar bows.
But I tell you what I did the other day is I saw this on a Dutch oven cooking show. I took some smoked pepper jack cheese, cut it into about a 3/4 inch stick that was about 1.5 inches, 2 inches long, wrapped it with bacon, fried that bacon cheese stick, I don't know what they actually call that, but got that bacon crispy. Woo, doggy. My wife doesn't like smoked cheese and she doesn't like pepper jack, but she said she loves those things.
I got to try.
Cast iron skillet, my friend. I know you got one.
We got one that's for a little old itty bitty thing. Barely big enough to cook an egg in.
One of those, and then my wife's got a little square one, just enough to cook one egg in. We picked that up at the antique store. It was actually a pretty good, decent price.
Every now and then, if you get look and watch, sometimes they'll barter with you.
Morning, Al.
Good morning, Al.
Morning. Bojangles right now.
You guys doubled.
Got my Bo biscuit in the bag, and I'm headed to the house with it.
Leave your biscuit before I left the house.
Post.
Copy.
Real big glass of sweet tea with no ice in it. The girl said they didn't have any ice, but it's been in the cooler all night long, just nice and cold. I'm content.
Keep a cup of coffee.
25 cups of coffee sitting in the house waiting on me.
Coffee filter, so the only thing I had was I had to make a toilet paper coffee filter.
Towel.
Yeah, I used it. It worked. It's just a pain when you clean it out, that's all. So I was cleaning up a plate in the microwave. It had a little score. I thought it was a score with a crack. Just slipped out of my hand and broke the little plate. So now I got to find another one. I got to go on one. What a change. Yesterday was a bad day.
Yesterday was a bad day. I got the late start on the paper route, and I didn't get done to almost 9 o'clock. Not good, especially when the truck's late.
So I guess it was foggy in the morning, yes, I think. I couldn't tell because I couldn't see.
Here, but it rained.
Man, I thought I heard some rain yesterday morning, but I don't know. I couldn't see outside. I can't see, so I don't know. But it was misty rain, kind of crummy day.
What biscuit did you get, Ed?
Egg and cheese with tomato and mayo.
Oh.
I bought Mama one, too.
10 and 6 or something, I don't even know. You guys to work today.
3 minutes out, KN4 TFW.
I'm done and I'm sitting in the driveway.
About 20 to 6 or something like that. 33 of you guys, I'm not even sure if you copy this thing or not. Some mornings you can, some mornings you can't, so I'm not sure.
For now, 7:32.
Battery back on charge for tomorrow.
Well, might as well the biscuit. Do it, he driving down the road eating the biscuit.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Voting machines today have an operation Saturday.
No, there was probably at least a dozen voting machines, I guess. And, It just was, you got to go in and check in and everything. They only had 4 people doing the check-in, and then they were social distancing, so you had to wait for somebody to get done before you could move up.
That might be a little slow.
Got 15 and didn't leave until 2:45.
Call determined.
Like I needed to vote before, so... You know, I felt like this time you really needed to.
Yeah, this is the time of everybody's got to vote.
6Z, I'm back.
Hey, what kind of biscuit you get?
For the steak, tomato, and mayonnaise, but then unloading a truck in the middle of the drive-through. So I pulled around. I just got the steak. I'm sorry. Didn't have any steak. I got the same thing you got without mayonnaise and tomato. It looked like it was going to be a little too much for me to ask for something extra this morning.
Sorry.
But I don't know how long I could have waited.
Yeah, the one Saturday morning, eat breakfast over here at Falls and then go to New Firing Range and try it out.
Mama said she's off this coming Saturday, I believe.
What about you, Mike?
This Saturday, I already got plans. I'm going to be spending some time with some friends from Tennessee.
Get your beef from? You know how much he charged for a whole beef? I might get one from him. Or you get it off, straight off the farm, it has a lot better taste.
That book I just got about the old ways or the lost ways or whatever, and it was had some recipes in there, but it wanted to use the melted down fat from grass fed animals.
So what was done back then?
I was reading up about that pemmican you and I were talking about, and it said that, you know, if you made it with the grass fed fat, it would last a long time and it'd give you everything that you needed. You could survive off of just it. But if you used the grain fed animal, you wouldn't last as long and you couldn't survive just off of it.
How they determined that?
Do with the fat content. It was like the grass fed had like 30 to 50% of something in it, but the grain fed only had 3 to 5%.
Just taught me something I didn't know.
Deer meat.
Yep.
That's got enough fat in it.
Flies, you got to have a certain amount of fat to keep your body, electrical system in your body going.
Get recharged with a bow biscuit.
And then by the time you get that Hardee's gravy biscuit, you'll be doing good.
I'll have an electrical overload.
Laps in the shop.
KG will be doing laps.
Gotta go to the old heart doctor Thursday for a checkup. I'm gonna see if I can blow the EKG machine up.
Everybody in the office in there.
My heart doctor, you probably agree with me that he ain't missed no meals like me, and he'd probably be more than glad to take a bow biscuit.
Now that's funny.
More trucks that have broke down on this stretch of 85 than any other stretch I ever seen in my life. KN4 TFW.
Bringing it at that time of year. I got sideswiped on 85 in your semi the other day. Lucky, the car came over and hit his drive tires, and all he got was a little bit of paint on his tires and rim. But it sure did eat that car up, he said, and they left the scene. He had to run them down to get the tag number, and they wouldn't stop. Didn't get hurt. Before that deputy got killed, he saw him pulling the car over. He missed that about, I would say, maybe 10 minutes.
That was a tragedy, man. Well, listen, I am destinated. You guys have a good day, and I hope you have a safe day, and hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. I am working all week, so I'll catch you tomorrow morning. 7-3s, everybody. Have a great day. That's KK4NXC. Be clear on your final.
You made it in safe. Don't work too hard. Have a good day, and behave yourself, and enjoy that second biscuit. So 7-3s to you, KK4NXC.
7-3, Mike. Look forward to catching you in the morning, and I'm turning in now myself, so I'll say 73, and hope you have a good one, and don't let Mama's biscuit get too cold before you go back in there. KN4 TFW.
Well, I'm going to go in. She just has got up, so I'm going to hand it to her and say, surprise, surprise. 7-3s, have a good one. Be careful on the way home. Hope to catch you in the morning. KN4 and a big foot.